Hello, this is Fiona Day. At The Career Psychologist, we use the latest psychology to transform careers. We all know how difficult career-related decisions can be, so this short exercise is designed to help you with any career-related anxiety. So finding a time and a place where you can be quiet, where you'll be undisturbed, a time when you're not driving or doing anything that you need to concentrate on, taking some time for yourself, getting comfortable, perhaps if you're in a chair, sitting with your feet flat on the floor, back upright, shoulders relaxed, and allowing your hands to rest in your lap. Or if you're on a bed, or a mat, or on the floor, lying down and allowing your arms and legs to fall away from your body. Taking time to get comfortable. And if you wish, closing your eyes. Noticing all the parts of your body that are in contact with the surface that you're sitting or lying on. Perhaps noticing your feet on the floor, the backs of your legs, your lower back in contact with the chair, or noticing your body lying down against the bed or the mat or the floor. Feeling the weight of the body on the surface. And now bringing your attention to the physical sensations of breathing. Noticing the breath at the nostrils, the in-breath and the out-breath. Perhaps noticing sensations of coolness on the in-breath and warmth on the out-breath. Following the breath, each in-breath and each out-breath. And now bringing your attention to your breath moving in the abdomen, the belly. And if you wish, you might like to rest a hand on the belly and feel it moving up and down as the breath moves in and out. Noticing the breath moving in the belly. Noticing this inhalation and this exhalation. And focusing the next few moments on the in-breath, following the whole of the in-breath, and the whole of this in-breath, bringing your attention to this out-breath and focusing for the next few breaths on the out-breath, following the whole of the out-breath. Following this in-breath, and this out-breath, noticing the constant cycling of the breath, and noticing the spaces between the breath, between the in-breath and the out-breath, and the out-breath and the in-breath. Being curious about these spaces. And noticing how your mind likes to wander. That's normal. It's just the mind doing its job. If you have a mind, it will wander. And the invitation is to notice when the mind has wandered. Perhaps notice where the mind has wandered to. And then gently and kindly escorting the attention back to this in-breath and this out-breath. And whether your mind wanders 10 times or 1,000 times, the invitation is still the same, to notice and then gently escort the attention back to the breath. It can be helpful to notice where the mind wanders to, and perhaps noticing thoughts about your career. There may be thoughts about the past, about sacrifices that you've made, or thoughts that the current situation's not fair, or regrets about decisions that you've made in the past. Or there may be thoughts about the future, about worries and uncertainty. And we're not judging whether these thoughts are right or wrong. We just notice that they're present, and then gently and kindly escort our attention back to the breath, this in-breath, this out-breath. And maybe acknowledging that things are difficult at the moment. You may like to place a hand over your heart and acknowledge to yourself that things are hard right now. You may like to imagine that your thoughts are like leaves on a stream. And we can place each thought on a leaf and let it go into the stream. And we're sitting watching from the bank, watching the leaves on the stream. Sometimes there's lots of leaves and they're flowing very quickly past us. And sometimes there are fewer leaves. And sometimes they're travelling slowly. But all the time we're noticing from the banks of the stream, watching the leaves float past, noticing how they start, how they flow past us and float on downstream. And if we notice that we're getting caught up with one particular leaf, just noticing and going back to standing on the bank of the stream, watching the leaves go by. And practicing this for the next few moments. And now calling to mind resources that you have available to support yourself at this time. Resources that you have in yourself. What qualities and skills do you have to support yourself? What do you want to stand for in the face of the current situation? There may be a sense of determination, grit. There may be qualities and skills that you have. What resources do you have in yourself that you can call on right now? And what resources do you have in other people? Your family, friends, maybe a partner, colleagues, a trusted professional. Who's on your team that you can turn to for help and support? Bringing them to mind, knowing that they're there to support you. And what resources are there in the outside world that can support you? Are there any groups, internet? What resources are in the outside world that can help you at this time? And now starting to become aware of the room around you. moving your fingers and toes, opening your eyes if they've been closed. And bringing to mind, what one small thing could you do today to help you to move forwards with your career?